Please come now. I think I'm falling, holding on to what I think is safe.
June 2nd, 2016 was a tragedy here in the town of Smyrna. We were devastated. We were individually devastated, and we were devastated as a community. And one of the first things that happened, just like any family, when there is a death in the family, they want to gather together. And so that's why we had the gathering at Lee Victory Recreation Park on that night for a candlelight vigil. And hundreds of people turned out to be together and to mourn someone that we felt was part of the community. Many of the people there that night didn't even know Jeff's name at that point, but they wanted to honor a hero.
When I close my eyes and think of Jeffrey, I can picture his little cherub face and a smile. Always smiled. Always laughing and smiling. The Thunderbirds came to Durango when he was probably 7 or 8, and that really resonated with him. But otherwise, his chubby little hands had airplanes in them all the time.
I love that description. That's Janet Kuss. That's Jeff Kuss's mom. Of course, Jeff Kuss passed away 10 years ago today in that horrible crash in Smyrna during the air show practices. And, you know, we've talked about it all day today. This is particularly meaningful to me because I flew with him at the homecoming air show the year prior. I knew him as 7, even though all y'all knew him as 6. Those clips were from a video. The first voice you heard was Mary Esther Reed, the mayor then and mayor now of Smyrna, Tennessee, and then his mom, Janet, in this tribute video. It's about 14 minutes long that Smyrna made on the 10-year anniversary of the crash. Of course, Smyrna, they put up the plane, they built a memorial. It's fantastic. And we talked many times during that period with Mary Esther Reed, who was the mayor. She is also the mayor now, and she joins us on the 10th anniversary of the death of Captain Kuss. Mary Esther, great to talk to you after several years.
Good morning. It is so good to hear a familiar, friendly voice this morning.
Oh, same. I felt that, you know, it's, when I was watching the video, I'm like, oh, there she is. I remember. She's so sweet. So you guys put this, by the way, the video is fantastic. I love the video. It's a wonderful tribute both to the to Smyrna, to Pensacola, to the team, to the communities that came together. And that was one of the things that I don't, of all the things I didn't expect, I didn't really expect to have such a robust response from, you know, both communities. It really tied us together forever.
It absolutely did. You know, we, in the clip I heard before that y'all talked about, we came together as a community, and I remember your community did as well. And we even sent some of our first responders down to y'all's candlelight vigil and the event you all held. And I think an event like this ties individuals together, but it also can tie communities. And I think forever our fabrics will be woven together as two communities that suffered a loss.
Absolutely.
And it's something I think many of us will never forget, where we were when it happened, where we were when we heard about it, and what's taken place since then.
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, when watching the video, it had never connected with me, but I saw several memorials and or services that were being done, you know, with speakers and audience and whatnot at that venue underneath the jet, where there's kind of some sort of benchish area there. And I thought, you know, I never realized that that would be that kind of, I know it's next to the big recreation park, and I know you have, you know, people run past it all the time, and it's right there on the main strip. So if you drive past the airport, you see it pretty vividly overlooking the airfield, which is a wonderful placement for the memorial and for the jet. But I had never thought of it as a community activity space, which it clearly is, which I think is quite wonderful, because a lot of the Blue Angels displays around the area here are, it's just a plane on a stick in a parking lot, you know what I mean? And so I thought that was really nice, too.
It's one of the things the committee really looked at. We have a huge grassy area, and initially we were going to put trees right up next to the memorial. And one of the things we talked about as a committee, we wanted to, this to be a gathering place, and not only a somber gathering place, but one of community spirit. And so our 4th of July celebration is held there. Our Top Gun night run is held there. We've had people get married there. It definitely is a draw for individuals. And we've even had people that are going into the military that it happens right there in front of the plane.
Oh, so they do enlistments or signups? Oh, that's fantastic. Or recommits.
They
I love that.
Yes.
And I am sure of all of the places in Smyrna that people put on their Instagram, that's got to be one of the favorite selfie spots.
It is. It is one of their favorite. And it is so iconic because, I mean, even when we have a beautiful sunset or when there's a rainbow, because of the tie with Christina with the rainbow, she feels like every time she sees a rainbow, she sees Jeff because she saw that 10 years ago today.
Yeah.
I hadn't
connected that till I was listening to some of the old clips, but that the rainbow was actually when she and her kids were driving into town for the show.
Yes.
And
correct. It had early in the morning, there'd been a small bit of rain, but when they flew, it was just a beautiful blue sky. But then that's what she saw when they came into town. And so, there's just so many ties to our community, to Janet, to Christina, to the kids, and to Michael. And so we are just so proud as a community. And as the cheerleader for the town, I have to tell you, to see what our community did in a two-year time period. I mean, when you look, the accident happened 10 years ago today. In 2 years, we had raised $1.4 million. We had obtained a Blue Angel plane, and we had built the memorial, and we're having the dedication. I don't think that happens that quickly, that often.
Yeah, it was, like you say, the turnaround was amazing, and the fact that you raised all that money and that, you know, people cared so much. And, you know, I know here we still, you don't see them as much as you once did because, you know, cars get older and they age out, but I still see a lot of sixes on a lot of our sheriff's vehicles. There's a lot of sixes in windows. We, of course, also subsequently had the NAS Pensacola terrorist attack, and so we have NAS Pensacola heart stickers on a lot of cars, but you still see it. Do you still see the stickers on cars around Smyrna?
Oh, it's funny you say that because periodically I'll just snap a picture and send it to Janet and say, we're thinking about you here in Smyrna. But there's also a tie. We have had, for a couple of years there, we had runners that came up from Pensacola that won the race a couple of years for the Top Gun Night Run, which we have in September every year. And so it's nice to know that people from Pensacola are coming up and participating in our run.
Mary Esther, ongoing maintenance, ongoing upkeep of the memorial, you guys have had a kind of a clever solution for that problem too, right?
We have. We wanted to do something to raise money so that taxpayer dollars didn't have to go to fund the upkeep of the memorial and came up with doing a night run. The memorial is running at night, and we're right there by the airport. So we start the run right at dusk and run and finish up at the memorial where we have National Guard members that put the ribbon with the medal around your neck when you cross the line, and it's called the Top Gun Night Run. And there are serious runners, but what you'll see more is you'll see families out pushing baby carriages as they're crossing the finish line because it's a family event. And then we have a huge band there, but in the past years that we have had the run, we've raised over $800,000 to go towards the memorial. And this is our third year. We are now giving scholarships, $32,000 scholarships each year.
Oh, that's fantastic. So kids are going, these are
students,
college scholarships?
They have to be a resident of the town of Smyrna or attend a school in the town of Smyrna, and then they go on to college in his name. So, his name lives on through education.
You know, I just wanted to, I'm so glad your folks reached out to me because I did not know that you guys were making the video. The video is fantastic. We've shared it on our Facebook page and I've shared it on my personal page. The video is a wonderful tribute. Smyrna has been such a great source of inspiration. And, you know, you and I have talked so many times, so many years ago. And, you know, my stepdad lived in Murfreesboro until just recently. So, big fans of the area. love what you've done in the town to honor him, the Blue Angels, and, you know, to embrace this community as well. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your town being, you know, like Pensacola in another place. You know, Tennessee is still the South.
Yeah.
We still know how to do hospitality and kindness and grace and faith and loving our military. And you guys did it so well. And I just wanted to have you on for a minute to talk about it. It's been a great pleasure to know you these years, Mary Esther. And thanks for all the work that you've done to promote the Blues and to honor Captain Coos.
Thank you so much. And with that hospitality, we would love to have people from Pensacola stop by, see the memorial, and take one of those selfies you talked about.
Absolutely. Mary Esther Reed, the mayor of Smyrna then and now, thank you again so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye-bye.